the angels sing. You are praised as you should be. But how can I express my yearning for your holiness? Soul. To your strength I yield control. Purge me from my stain. Sin will lose its mortal reign. Make me free. And I will open up my heart. Search me in the deepest part. And I will stand in
This morning, we light our worship candle, and as we do so, we are reminded that we face many temptations in our lives. The temptation of putting our wants above others' needs, the temptation of ignoring problems such as hunger, poverty, war, and disease, the temptations of wealth and consumerism. This candle is a symbol of our faith in Jesus Christ and a reminder that we are not alone as we face life's temptations. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Bev. Welcome to our service of worship. How are you doing? Give yourselves a pat on the back for getting through the snow. I'm telling you, really, really. I mean, there's some folks that looked out and said, you know, no, I'm not going. But you said what? We're going to be there, right? And we give God thanks indeed. It's good to see you. Welcome to our service of worship. Wanted to firstly acknowledge that we are gathering here as our worship service on the unceded and unsurrendered land of our indigenous neighbors who have been stewarding this land for millennia. And we give God thanks for the opportunity to be able to be here and to be in partnership with them. Wanted to also acknowledge some of our guests who are here. Certainly, Mr. Terrence Floyd, who is here, and his son Namari. If you'd stand, we'd just like to give you a welcome, Namari. He's traveled here. We're so grateful indeed. Want to also acknowledge Gwen Madiba of Equal Chance. Ask you to give her a hand of applause. She's won a number of awards, a crime prevention award, but her organization, Equal Chance, has been in the news and continues to be a year on, where with the Ukraine situation, we found, unfortunately, that racialized black peoples were not being allowed on the trains and still having, even a year later, still having great hardship. And she and her partners have been instrumental in trying to rescue them as they move into other countries. And so we're so grateful for what you are doing indeed. Thank you. Also want to acknowledge Ottawa's new chief of police, Eric Stubbs, if you'd stand. So Dave Zacharias is here. Welcome. You've seen him before. You know Dave, Inspector. And former chief of police is also here, Peter Slowly. And my daughter, Michelle. She's hosting that front bench here and so forth. So. And Deandra Sanders, also very special to have you here. And I know that you'll be heading off, I think, pretty soon, I believe, with your charity and engagement. And so we're grateful to have you here with us also. Wanted to just lift up some announcements. We have our annual general meeting this evening. It will be online, and so the link has been provided. If you need to, you can reach out, and we'll make sure that that's provided to you. It's very important that 7 o'clock tonight we have our annual meeting on Zoom. Our Lenten study continues on Wednesdays. We're looking at the particular invitation of Luke. To look at Jesus and outsiders, outcasts, and outlaws, the way in which Jesus particularly reached out to those who were underfoot, those who were experiencing hardships and so forth, and calls us to be in that same vein, those who will do justice for them. We also wanted to lift up some of the announcements that are in here. I mean, we're going to be selective in them, but I'll ask Huda to offer some of those, and then Bev.
Good morning.
This is the first Sunday of Lent, and the bulletin is full of
announcements. Microphone, I think, yeah. Let's do that again. Good morning.
There you go.
Good morning.
The bulletin is full of announcements on this first Sunday of Lent. Please take note of each and every one of them, and participate if you're able with your family, children, and youth. I just want to let you know that Sunday school is running today with Julie and Joelle and Ellen be teaching today. So just follow the crowd if you're visiting after our time to wander together here in the front. Just follow the crowd downstairs to the classrooms, and parents can pick up their children from the classrooms after the service. Youth band will be meeting downstairs today in the chapel, in the small chapel. No youth band today? Okay, no youth band today. I know that Aurea is sick, so we pray for her, and hopefully she'll get better soon. Confirmation class is happening after the service today, so those of you who are youth and in the confirmation class and mentors are also welcome in the parlor. And finally, the nursery is open today, so if you have young kids who need the nursery service, it is serviced by our sister Joan and one of our volunteer youth.
Okay, Beth.
Just a quick reminder that next Saturday there will be an opportunity to cook together. And if you haven't signed up yet to speak to Rhonda, Rhonda, where are you?
No? She's probably downstairs.
Oh, downstairs. She's downstairs. Good. All right. Well, find her during coffee time, because yes, today is the beginning of that day that we have coffee and tea together.
It's back. It's back.
It's back. It's back. We have begun our Camino walk, and I thank all of you who have signed up for the first 3 weeks. The next 3 weeks, those still have a lot of spaces, so if you haven't picked a day yet, please do so online and sign up this week. The link is in the bulletin. This coming Friday is World Day of Prayer, and there is a virtual ecumenical service hosted by Kitchissippi United, and the link is in the bulletin this morning. This year, the service was written by the World Day of Prayer Committee of Taiwan, and the theme is, I have heard about your faith. Mm. And lastly, I have started cleaning out my closets and cupboards this weekend in preparation for the spring rummage sale. It's going to be on the 29th of April, and check the information to see what you can do to help, and go home and do some spring cleaning.
Keith?
Am I good to go?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, everybody. Just a very, very quick announcement that if you were in the choir in the past and were kind of wondering if it's time to come back, well, come on back. And if you're thinking of singing in the choir, especially if you're a soprano, come and join us. We meet Thursday evenings here in the sanctuary at 7 p.m. And Dale's song could really use a few extra members, particularly if you want to play the drums. We could really use a drummer. Mm-hmm. So if you've been thinking it's time to join the music ministry, now's the time.
Amen.
You can, yeah.
Welcome. May we be called to worship. Let's follow in our bulletins and on the screen. Jesus, led by the Spirit to wander temptation's wilderness, you show us how to turn our backs on the wrong ways of the world so we can follow you faithfully. Jesus, you're full of wonder, yet you let go of your glory so you might hold our shattered hearts in tender love. Jesus, you're full of grace and truth. You empty yourself to fill us with the bread which makes us whole, with the living waters which burst the banks of our broken dreams. Here, surrounded by and sheltered. Come now and let us worship God. I want to welcome Terri-Ann as she lifts us in our praise to God. His eye is on the sparrow.
Discouraged, and why should the troubles come? Why should my heart feel lonely and long for heaven and home?
Amen.
We give praise to God. Amen. Thank you very much, Terry. Let us lift up our hearts in prayer. Let us pray. God of the wilderness, you have known us from the beginning of time. You know our hearts. You know us inside out. You have known us in the depth of our dreams and in the darkness of our shame. You have knitted our innermost being, and you know our deepest desires,
yes.
Fears, and worries. You are the God of high mountains, and yes, you are the God of the sparrow. You call us your beloved, for you are our creator, and to you we belong. As we begin this first Sunday of Lent, we are not sure we are ready to take this journey. We gather here drained by another week. We are like a parched desert, empty and in need of replenishment. We come here burdened by the concerns of the world around us, longing for the oasis of cool water that quenches our thirsty hearts. Visit us with your presence, O Lord, we pray. Saturate us with your spirit. Bathe us in your streams of living water. For we pray this in the name of our Lord and Savior, your Son, the Beloved, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Is God great? How great is God? Is God great? Let us sing of that. How great is our God?
The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, and trembles at his voice.
God is great. Amen. All the time, all the time. God is great. Invite to be seated.
Let us be called to confession. Like an attentive parent, God seeks to set boundaries for the children of God. And like children, we can be so stubborn, wanting to do things our own way. Gratefully, Jesus shows us how to find the will, the strength, to resist and to do and to welcome the mercy of God. So let us confess together, trusting in God's grace. Gracious God, we know that Lent is a hard time for us. It does not jive with so much of our culture, which showcases success. You are the one who calls us to love others and sacrifice for others, although in the way that leaves us depleted. O God, you call us to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with you. The truth is, too often we have failed to always call. Instead, too often, we are being seduced to show off, overconsume, and look out for number one. O God, by your mercy, forgive us. Remind us again in this Lenten season that as we journey with Jesus, we learn the way of discipleship. As we listen to God's call to obedience and faithfulness, we learn how to say no to all that tempts us, and yes to all that is holy and just and loving. So God, please guard and guide us. May we live out the good news which has come to us through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Let us observe some silence as we offer our own confession. We thank you, O God, for this time of reflection and confession. One of the things that we remind ourselves every single week, every day if we must, is that God's love and grace, God's generosity, God's mercy is greater than any wrongdoing that we can muster. This is not even a contest. It is because of grace of God, and God desires that we be healed, that we be transformed, that we be lifted up in such a way that we can be faithful to do that which God calls us to do. And forgiveness is that which allows us to be free again, to be bold in being faithful for God. This is good news, don't you think? Thanks be to God. Let us sing of it with our rejoicing, Halle, Halle, Halle.
Praise be to God. Friends, I want you to join me in the front here. So all the children, 80 and under, come forward to the front. No, I'm just kidding. All the children, you can come with your parents, but this is a time for all of us here. So please come and join me on the carpet here in the front. I have something I need your help with. I have a problem I need you to help me solve today. I'm not sure what I can do about this. I've been trying and trying, but I couldn't do anything about this. So maybe you can help me. So as we're gathering here, Welcome, welcome. This is the first week of the season of Lent, right? It's a good question, and you know what? You're right on the point today, Felix. I need to have a conversation with you, but we're going to talk about that now too. But before we do that, I want to remind our friends here that we have devotionals at the door, so if you'd like to take a devotional for you for Lent, please do so. They're available at the entrances, but also the Camino that we have is also available for you, so please do take some time with God this Lent and as you journey throughout the weeks of Lent to Easter. And there's also at the door this calendar, liturgical calendar for you and for the kids. And we can point out where we are on this calendar as we see Lent here. And it's the date, so you can color this throughout the weeks of Lent as you pray and journey. And these are also available at the door. So my problem, guys, is that I have wrapped this around my finger to remember something very important. And guess what? I forgot. I don't know what to do. Can you help me, please? I think it is a very important thing, and that's why I wrapped this around my finger, and now I can't remember. Can you help me? Maybe snacks for the kids for Sunday school? I have to prepare snacks. I think that's a good idea, but no, I don't think that's the thing. Cupcakes? Maybe next time? I can't figure out what, you know, it just beats the purpose, right, Ellie? Perhaps I forgot that God loves me. I agree with you, Felix. I just
forgot about it.
Yeah, what use is that, right? Oh, it doesn't help to wrap this string around my finger if I'm going to forget in the first place. Well, friends, I want to tell you something. God does not forget. We forget, but God does not forget. In our story in the gospel today, we will hear a story about when Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights, alone, hungry, thirsty, and weak. But guess who was with him? God was with him. When we read our gospel story today, we have to notice something. It starts with this verse. And the Spirit led Jesus to the wilderness. The Spirit was with Jesus. He was not left alone. Isn't that wonderful? The Spirit of God never leaves or forsakes us. God is always, always with us. Sometimes we forget, but God never forgets us. You know what this is? This is a baptismal font. So everyone who gets baptized, the minister, usually Anthony, puts water here, and that's holy water. And we use that water to sprinkle it on the head of the person who is being baptized. You probably don't remember that, but I'm sure you have pictures of you when you were young and you were baptized, or when we are adults and baptized sometimes. And that's a sign of the Spirit of God joining us in the family of God. And that's something we need to remember all the time. Oh, I remember now. That's what I wanted to tell you today, that I remember that the Spirit of God is with me every single day. And that's because I am baptized. Are you baptized? Yes? Then the Spirit of God is with you every day. And that's the sign you have. Okay? And if you're not yet baptized, when you will be baptized, the Spirit of God reminds you that God is with us every single day. Never leaves us or forsakes us. Even when we are, like Jesus, thirsty, hungry, weak, maybe bullied at school. Maybe some kids are mean to us, right? So on this Lenten journey, I have prepared my bag to travel this journey. And I wanted to pack something very special. So I packed two things. First thing is this. To wrap it all around you. And that's a sign of God Do you help me? Can you hold this? That's a sign of God that we are all children of God and wrapped with God's love that never leaves us or forsakes us. And that's for all of us, young and old. God wraps his arms around us and reminds us that we are God's children. And the second thing I wanted to wrap in my bag and put in my bag is this. And that's a sign of the Holy Spirit. And that's what's going to remind me, if I forget, that God's Spirit is with me every day to strengthen me and to keep me encouraged. Every day, when I go to school, when I go to work, every single day, God encourages me and gives me that strength and light, not only for me, but to share it with others. And so there's a candle here that I will light now as we sing our song together. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Shall we stand and sing together? Let's do that.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Everywhere I go,
everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine.
Friends will join me in the Sunday school downstairs, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you. May I invite you to be seated.
We'll take our light with us downstairs.
Let us prepare now to hear our scripture lessons.
Good morning, church. Our first lesson this morning is taken from Genesis chapter 2, verses 15 to 17, and chapter 3, verses 1 to 7. In this first lesson, we recall the creation and the choices of humanity's first parents as depicted in the creation stories of our Bible. Adam and Eve chose to disobey God's command and eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. They succumbed to the temptation to become as God, and thereby attempt to usurp God's rightful place in their lives. This temptation still abounds today. God has undertaken to gather this rebellion into God's plan and to provide a means for ultimate salvation through Christ. This is good news. Let us listen for what the Spirit might be saying to us on the first Sunday of Lent. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. And the Lord God commanded the man, "You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat from it, you will surely die." Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say, you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die." "You will not certainly die," the serpent said to the woman, "for God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. In this we find the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please join me for the responsive psalm, Psalm 32. Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered.
Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord does not count against them, and in whose spirit is no deceit.
When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long.
For day and night, your hand has heavy on me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer.
Then I acknowledged my sin to you, and you did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. Do not be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding of what must be controlled by, but must be controlled by bit and bridle, or they will not come to you. Rejoice in the Lord and be glad. You righteous, sing, all you who are upright in heart. And so we sing together our Lenten refrain.
So we're not doing that one. Sorry.
Okay.
Do we want to leave that?
I thought that was for the pastoral prayer.
Okay. We are singing this one.
We are.
Okay. We are singing this one.
Oh, we are.
Yes,
now or later.
We're singing this now, and then we have a different one for later.
So, well, we have
sometimes
a little,
the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing.
Some of the cross wires there, cross wires. So we will sing.
Lord, hear our prayer. Oh, Lord, hear our prayer when we call. Answer us, oh, Lord.
Come now to listen to the gospel lesson from Matthew 4, 1 to 11. It is the story of Jesus being tempted. It is something that we also, as human beings made in the image of God, are tempted, and we'll be reflecting on that. So let us read this. Jesus is tested and tempted in the wilderness. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And the tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, 'One shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down. For it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.'" But Jesus answered him, "It is also written, 'Do not put the Lord your God to the test.'" Well, again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give to you," he said, "if you would only bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, 'Worship the Lord your God and serve him only.'" And then the devil left him, and the angels came and attended to him. In this we find the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. We welcome Dale's song and the anthem, How Deep the Father's Love for Us.
Have we got here? If you wish to follow along with the lyrics, they are printed in the bulletin.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns His face.
Offer a very brief reflection before we have the opportunity to welcome and delight in his presence, Terence Floyd. I wanted to just share a few things around temptation and our Lenten journey. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, ours is the great privilege of being in receipt of your grace and of your love. You promise never to leave us nor forsake us. We take that seriously because you have promised. And you are a truthful God. As we come to offer you our best, both in praise and in receipt, we long to hear wisdom, we long to hear the truth, we long to be prodded and directed so that we may be faithful servants of your will in this world that you so love. May these few words that I offer and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you this day and always. Amen. I want to just speak very briefly about our opening Sunday of Lent and particularly temptation. Jesus was taken up the mountain to be tempted in so very many ways. We are in this season of Lent, a time of reflection, a time of faith, a time for us to really focus on who we think we are and what we are called to be. We have such various images of ourselves, we sometimes fool ourselves, and Lent is an opportunity to lay bare what is true. I want to reflect particularly about temptation. At the Ash Wednesday service we had this past Wednesday, Huda Bev and I, we came together and we were reflecting on different kinds of fasting. You know, Lent is usually a time when people will fast from chocolate or coffee or... Well, maybe not coffee, but other kinds of things, right? We know that. But fasting, has much more depth, much more significance than just giving something up. What about notions of fasting from judgmentalism? What about fasting from greed? What about fasting from apathy? What about fasting from racism and hatred and discrimination and gossip? What about fasting from fear? Now, those are substantive. We know so well that phrase, the traditional Lord's Prayer, and lead us not into temptation. And Jesus himself was led into the wilderness, as we have read indeed. And some of you have heard before my story of giving in to temptation. You know, it's always a little dangerous for pastors just to talk about that. But I will, because I've already said it before. Some of you may remember. I was 10 years old, just a few years having emigrated from Barbados to Canada. We lived in a housing project in Montreal in the gardens and went to a school that was fairly filled with students that were affluent. And I remember it was a time of those Hot Wheels. Anybody remember Hot Wheels? We couldn't afford Hot Wheels. Just didn't have the money for that. And everybody at school had Hot Wheels, One day, I went down to the Zellers. I walked into the Zellers and I looked around, and there on in that aisle were shiny, shiny Hot Wheels. Didn't have any money. The tempter got the best of me. I reached out, looked around, took that little Hot Wheels. It was red, I remember. Off, stuck it in my pocket, looked around, and walked out. I walked back home and I had this heaviness in me, but you know, at least I would have Hot Wheels like the rest of the guys at school. And in order to even heap even greater shame upon, I actually took the little Hot Wheel that was nice and shiny and I rubbed it on the ground so it would look like it was used. Yeah, that's me. It didn't last long. I mean, the guilt just weighed on me, and I had to tell my father. I said, "Dad, I stole this. I'm really sorry I stole this." My dad said, "Come with me." And he walked me back to the Zellers, and he asked the manager to come. And he said to the manager, "My son has something to tell you." I stole one of those Hot Wheels. This is it here, and it's all messed up now. We had an interesting conversation, and the manager was actually quite gracious. He said, "You can keep that." My dad said, no, I will pay for it. You can have it, but I wanted him to come and to apologize to you. That was the last time I ever stole anything. Temptation. That's one kind of temptation. But I want to suggest to you that temptation goes both ways. That there's another kind of temptation that I want to speak of today. It's a kind of temptation we need to give into. May I suggest that God is tempting us to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God? Is not God tempting us to do that? I think if we're not sometimes tempted to give some money to an unhoused person on the street begging for help, but then we think, well, oh, maybe they'll use it for alcohol or drugs or something. How do you know? I'm suggesting that you give in to the temptation to help people out and acknowledge their dignity. Give in to that kind of temptation. Are we not sometimes tempted to make the first move to reconcile a relationship that has been fractured? Ah, we say, but I'm not making the first move. Come on, I want to suggest to you, give in to the temptation to try to mend that relationship. Are we not sometimes tempted to speak up? To speak up when at the workplace we witness blatant racism and discrimination, but we fear recrimination. We need to give in to the temptation to call it out and to insist that the culture of the workplace has to change. That's the kind of temptation we ought to give in to, don't you think? Over these past 3 years of hardship for so many, with COVID and conflicts around the world, Have we not witnessed people here in Canada and around the world, healthcare workers and first responders risking their lives and their well-being for others? They gave into the temptation to sometimes risk their own lives to come to the aid of others. Sometimes it's good to give in to temptation. I agree. When Brother George, when Brother George Floyd's life was snuffed out by those police members, they callously resisted the temptation to treat Mr. Floyd with dignity and with justice and with love. They resisted that temptation. We can do better. We have to do better. Friends, siblings all made in the image of God, together we have the power, we have the will to succumb to the temptation to love fiercely, to agitate peacefully, to honor one another's dignity, to curate radical justice in the name of God in whose name we have been made an image. You see, temptation goes both ways. Sometimes you have to give in to the temptation to create justice and hope and love and peace. Amen? Give in to that kind of temptation. Amen. Brother Terence, we are so privileged to have you here. Our hearts have been warmed as we, last evening, we had a wonderful gala, a wonderful opportunity to listen to you, to hear your story of your courage and your testimony. Many of us were not there last night. We want you to come and tell us what we need to hear. Welcome, my brother.
Peace and blessings, everyone.
Peace and blessings to you.
First of all, I'm thankful for the invite to your lovely church. Thankful for Gwen for connecting with Dr. Bailey and getting me here. I actually want to give thanks, first of all, give thanks to God for waking me up this morning. You know, let me see another beautiful day. That's a prayer that I love to say with my children in the morning. I go around and I speak on behalf of my brother, and sometimes I get a little weary, you know, but I kind of think back to my testimony, because I heard Dr. Bailey's testimony last night, I heard Gwen's testimony, and just want to give you a little background of me, Terrence Floyd, before I was Terrence Floyd, George Floyd's brother. I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, in the States, a very sickly child. I had meningitis and pneumonia together. And at that time, in the 70s, late 70s, early 80s, there wasn't no cure for that. So I know some people probably seen a scar on the back of my head. I had a doctor by the name of Dr. Cohen, a Jewish doctor, that performed a procedure on me that actually saved my life. To this day, I'm thankful for him. And I'm a black man, and I'm grateful for the Jewish man that helped save my life, came into my life and helped save my life. As time goes on, I had different complications and stuff like that. And I was wondering, what am I here for? What do I have to offer to the world? My mother, she told me, son, you have something to say. And she was like, I'm going to stay here and I'm going to witness that day when you stand up and say what you have to say. And I just like the children in Sunday school, that's how I grew up, you know, learning about God, learning about the church, and learning about unity and love. That's my foundation. I'm actually comfortable talking to you here because this is my foundation, the church. To fast forward, in my older years, I had a bad car accident, and right before my son was born, 2002, I had a bad car accident, and my surgery malfunctioned, so I had a traumatic brain injury, which resulted in left side paralysis. But I'm still here. And I was able to witness my son's birth in 2003. Again, I'm walking around with a limp and not really understanding why I'm here. Why did God spare my life? I can't even do what I used to do. I have to learn things over and over again. So I actually wanted to end my life. Fast forward. It was 2016. My cousin on my father's side, my father actually is George Floyd Sr. And he passed away in 2002. But it was 2016 when my first cousin on my father's side had a baby shower for her daughter. And she invited me up. And when she invited me up, I came up there with the expectations to give the gift to my cousin and have a good time and leave. But lo and behold, she had a big surprise for me. And that surprise, for the first time in my life, besides talking on the phone, besides emailing and stuff like that, I was able to lay my eyes and bond and hug my brother, George Floyd, for the first time in 26 years. I mean, in 2016, I'm sorry. It took over 30 years for me to finally meet my brother and get to know him. And in a matter of 4 years, they took him from me. I definitely didn't understand why I was here, because while we were bonding and while we were talking, he was encouraging me. He was encouraging me, and he was telling me, little bro, you're here for a reason. So you got to stand your ground. You got to understand who you are, understand where you come from, and make it happen. Those words stick with me. That's why I'm here. That's why I will not let my disability disable me. I'm just thinking about my brother, man. I have this quote that I say when I speak. I want to speak where he can't speak no more, walk where he can't walk no more, and I want to love where he can't love no more. Because I am him, he is me. And so when the situation happened with my brother that we all know, I'm gonna be honest, I didn't just go forth and go out there and hit the streets and protest and talk to people and stuff like that. No. I was a regular little brother that shut down. And it was more serious for me, because all my life I wanted to meet him. All my life I wanted to know what it was like to have a big brother, because I grew up with my mother, the only child. And once I got that opportunity and started getting to know him and getting to do things with him and talk and just exchange information between us and our experiences, he's gone. But now is the time for me to live what he said. Stand your ground. Live in your purpose. And what my mother said, you have a voice. Let it be heard. So that's why I created my foundation, We Are Floyd. And I named it We Are Floyd because it's unity. When everybody was protesting on the streets, marching, and they was chanting his name, George Floyd, George Floyd. And in those chants, people started to really realize, wow, that could have been me. So that's why I named my foundation, We Are Floyd. Also, I'm trying to get, you know, the paperwork straight so I can bring it to Canada and also bring the activities and programs that I'm trying to implement so we can all share and all be unified together. I was sitting there and I heard them reading the scripture, and it said, you are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. And what stuck out to me was songs of deliverance, because my family, the Floyd family, is very musical. We either sing, play an instrument, or we're in the arts. And when I woke up this morning, I had a song on my mind, in my heart. And it said, I don't feel no ways tired. I've come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy, but I don't believe he's brought me this far to lead me. Thank you.
We give thanks for the testimony. Oh Lord, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. We need to hear about a precious Lord. That's what we need to hear. Who will take our hand, take our pain, and bless us. Renata, come and bless us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Renata. Thank you for bearing witness and lifting our spirits. Amen.
How blessed we have been this morning by all of your gifts. Thank you. Gifts of music, gift of reading, gift of testimony. Thank you. God's work in this world needs many hands. And for all of those who serve in so many ways, we are grateful. The ministry of Parkdale United is sustained by your daily acts and actions and bolstered by your weekly tithes and offerings. It is from our blessings in gratitude that we give both our time and our talents. Our offertory this morning is Go Down Moses, played by Keith on the piano. Let my people go. Give you thanks for your generosity. It is because you are generous that we made in your image are called to be generous. And we thank you for this opportunity to express our faith, both in terms of the monetary gifts that we're giving, but also the giving of ourselves and our faith and our prayers that they may be conjoined to do that which will bless this world. And so bless all that we have given and all that we're seeking to do, for we do so in your name, giving thanks. Amen. Amen.
I invite you to be seated.
A special thank you to the women of the church who have ushered throughout the month of February. These are women who were at the women's retreat and from that volunteered to come and do that. So thank you, ladies. During Lent this year, we will pray in different ways during this time, accompanied by music and candlelight. You will notice the 6 purple candles burning brightly to represent the 6 Sundays of Lent. Each week at the end of our pastoral prayer, one of these candles will be extinguished as we draw closer to the dark of Good Friday. Gracious God, you call us to be like trees planted by streams of water. Planted firm in our faith, we offer you our thanksgiving. In worship, we seek to come closer to you, to tell you that we know you as a great and loving God, that you bless us with your presence, and that we are overjoyed to be your people. The fires of your Spirit burn within us. We know that you care for all of your people. So we offer to you, God, in prayer, the concerns that lay heavy on our hearts, for the sick and hurting, for the grieving and anxious, for the oppressed and downtrodden. We ask you to be with your people, all of your people, those we know and those we do not know. Help us feel your all-embracing love. We trust in your presence, loving God. Help us share justly of our resources and be good and faithful stewards of all you have entrusted to us. And help us to share smiles, compassion, concern, forgiveness, and hope with those we meet each day. Help us never forget your presence in our lives. May we sense you with us always and be moved to live in your ways. Help us to have faith in you, like trees planted by the water, our faith grounded in the knowledge of your love for all of us. Ask these things in the name of the one who taught his disciples to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And let us fall into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our closing hymn is Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone. Dale Song leads us. Let us sing. Not been blessed. Are you glad you were here? You didn't want to be anywhere else but here this morning. God is good all the time. God is good indeed. We're so grateful for our special guest. Terrence, thank you so much for blessing our hearts, for lifting up your own heart and bearing testimony to your own experience, but how that can help to energize us, to bless us, to direct us. Amari, thank you so very much for being here, supporting your dad and doing what you can also to bear witness. We're grateful. Grateful for our guests who have been here and all of you. It has been good to be here, hasn't it? You go from this place knowing that you have been filled and blessed and encouraged and challenged, and that's a good thing. We have come to worship. We are going now to serve. All that we have experienced, all that we have taken in is meant to be poured out in the lives of others so they can thrive, they can be healed, they can be encouraged, they can be loved. And may God raise you up on eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn, make you to shine like the sun, and hold you in the palm of his hand. Go in peace, my brothers and sisters. Amen. I invite you to be seated. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave it to me,